So is there anything else you hate today? I just want to make sure, because I was going to start on something that would make you happy.
Oh, Brooks Koepka once again continues to be nauseating. And, okay. Hey, what direction is that vehicle going in now, Brooks?
But let me ask this. All of you out there listening, driving your car right now, you're sitting in the office or at home. Okay? You can have the moral indignation all you want. But if somebody offered you $100 million guaranteed, would you at least think about it? Now, you may come to the same conclusion saying, I know it comes from the Saudi government. I don't want to do that. I know it's a lot of money. I know I'm turning it down, but I just can't do it. But would you lose sleep over the decision? Every single one of you would think about it. You want to know why? Because it would give each and every one of you the absolute security for yourself personally and for your family for the rest of your life. You'd all think about it. Now, for a professional golfer, it's not as if Koepka has taken a vow of poverty. He's a four-time major winner with two PGAs and two U.S. Opens. So he has a lot of sponsors, does a lot of advertisements. He probably over the last 5 years has made more money off the golf course than he has on the golf course. He's done very well. But when they're sitting there and they're offering you $100 million guarantee, which is the rumored number, you have to sit back and say, okay, wait a minute. I need to think about this. I know where the money comes from. But all of you, for all the moral indignation, all of you would think about it. All the people that have written this, all the writing, every single one of those writers, if they were offered $100 million to write for a publication that is owned by the Saudi government, they may turn it down, but each one of those writers would think about it. All of them would. You want to know why? Because to bluntly turn it down right away, you got more considerations in life than just yourself along the way. You're between children and spouses and so forth. You look around and say, I could set myself up for life at $100 million. Now, you may be happy and fine where you are. You very well may be. But remember, all of you would think about it. You're not in that situation, so it's easy for you to say, I wouldn't take it. It's easy for you to say you are not in the situation they're in of being offered the $100 million guaranteed. So it's easy to say when you're not in that situation, I know what I'd do. No, you don't know what you would do. Your head would be spinning. $100 million? Really? Now, I know where the money comes from, so I've got that. So I understand that. And I'm not crazy about this because, to me, it's been proven over time when you have one league of any kind. I don't care whether it's hockey, basketball, football. Baseball hasn't been in this situation for a little bit more than 100 years since the Federal League. But now golf, all the fans, and I personally prefer one. I want to see all the best playing all the time against each other. I prefer that. As fans, that's what we prefer. That's the problem I have with it. But when it comes to the idea, you're offered $100 million, Matt. Do you turn it down flat, or do you sit down and say, I think I better talk to Lisa about this?
Well, I'd probably think about it for at least half a second.
You'd think about it for a lot more than that. You'd lose sleep over it. You'd be set for life. Mark and Luke could go to the finest college you could send them to, couldn't they? Right?
All true.
You'd be thinking about this. I'm not saying you would say yes, but you would think about it for a few days, wouldn't you? It's a lot of money to be offered to do that. I'm not saying that you would say yes in the end. I'm saying you would think about it, and you sit back and go, there's a lot of things to think about here, isn't there?